today is December 13th, 2009. And Mark wanted to do a discussion entitled
In Holy Alliance.
There are a lot of alliances in our society. And there's a lot of unholy alliances out there. Tonight, we're going to talk about some unholy alliances. And how these unholy alliances have become stronger and stronger. When Mark brought up this title to me, the first thing, of course, that came to my mind was the long-time unholy alliance between Billy Graham and the Roman Catholic Church. How Billy Graham would have his worldwide crusades, and the Roman Catholics would come down to the hour of decision, fill out a decision card. Brother Billy would send him right back to the Roman Catholic Church again. But what Brother Billy was touting and preaching is nothing more than Roman Catholicism works doctrine anyway. Anyway, that was one unholy alliance. Another unholy alliance is a relatively new one. Our new president, Barack Hussein Obama, and the Pope. They have an unholy alliance. There's a lot of unholy alliances out there. We've talked about the unholy alliances that have been formed over the years between these, what I call, subcultures or countercultures or underground activities like the Illuminati with the Masonic Lodge and the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the International Banking Community. Those are all unholy alliances. When we were talking about this, we were also talking about the unholy alliances now between many of the Armenian churches. Have you ever noticed if the church is Armenian? They can disagree on a lot of doctrinal things, but as long as they're in agreement with their free will, they can all get along. That includes the Nazarenes, that includes the Assemblies of Gods, the Christian Disciples of Christ, the United Pentecostals, the United Methodists. They can all agree on one thing, free will. Unholy alliances. What we're really saying is those who deny the Bible. The Bible, on the outside of the cover, says Holy Bible. Holy Bible. Unholy alliances are anything that comes against the Holy Word of God. Whether it's a newfangled version, whether it's a different translation, or whether it's a minister in the pulpit touting false doctrine. Jeremiah said one of the major downfalls to a nation was its false prophets, false teachers. And right now, we are in the pagan time of the year of the pagan celebration. And we know that this is merely a coming out of, originating from paganism. Tammuz, and I can never say the one that starts with S. Can you say it?
No.
Cimarella?
Oh man. Saturnalia.
Saturnalia?
Saturnalia.
I think it's Saturnalia.
Oh.
Like Saturn.
Uh-huh.
The sun worship, Saturnalia. Yuletide logs. Yuletide logs. Yule log representing the Thales symbol. The secularization of Christmas, but realizing that it started in paganism. You know, people talk about let's keep Christ in Christmas. Christmas never was ordained of Christ. Constantine was trying to mix paganism and bring in more members to the church by bringing it right into the church. One time, the Puritans outlawed Christmas. And then when they came to the United States, they outlawed it here. And then gradually, it just came right back in. People couldn't stand not having this winter solstice time of celebration. And we know all of the different symbols. We're talking about unholy alliances. You know, Christmas was originally, it arose out of Tammuz and Saturnalia and the Yuletide, and then we see that the Roman Catholic Church ushered it in and called it Christ's Mass. And then they later shortened it to Christmas to try to bring in the Protestants and everybody else. Unholy alliance around the birth of Jesus Christ. An unholy alliance. There was an unholy alliance between Judas and the people that ended up paying the 30 pieces of silver to him to betray him. There was an unholy alliance there. There was an unholy alliance between those who stoned Stephen and Paul before his conversion. Saul of Tarsus was standing there holding the coat of Stephen while they stoned him. That was an unholy alliance. There was an unholy alliance between David and Bathsheba when David plotted the death of Uriah. That was an unholy alliance. There was an unholy alliance between Satan and Cain when Cain slew Abel. There was an unholy alliance between those who came against the Heidelberg Confession and the Canons of Dort and Joseph Arminius' doctrine that denied the total depravity of man, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and the final perseverance of the saints. There's also an unholy alliance between people who are perpetrating the mother and newborn child, infant baby Jesus, and people like do you remember the gentleman's name that wrote the did the Passion of the Christ?
No.
Jim something, wasn't it?
Jim Jones?
No, not Jim Jones.
I don't know.
Passion of the Christ, the Catholic guy.
I don't know.
Anyway, there's an unholy alliance whenever anybody comes against the Bible. So, what we need to do is form a holy alliance. A holy alliance with Christ as His disciple, as His follower, as His sheep, recognizing He's our shepherd. There are many bishops that call themselves bishops, and people who call themselves Christians and followers of Christ that have formed unholy alliances with the secular world. Bible says, you cannot serve two masters. You must love the one and hate the other. Or hate the one and love the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. The Bible says it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of the needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Many have made money their god, and they have formed unholy alliances. Why do you think the Roman Catholic Church is the most wealthy religious organization in the whole world? Because they've formed unholy alliances with the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, for example. There are so many unholy alliances, it's impossible to mention even a few of them on the register. If you think about certain churches that have formed unholy alliances with the homosexuals, like the UCC Church, there was a minister that just passed away up in Nebraska, and he wanted to be known as a homosexual. They would usher homosexuals into membership into their churches. It's an unholy alliance. Barack Obama has formed an unholy alliance with the gay community and has used his bully pulpit to promote homosexuality and murder. He's also formed an unholy alliance with the abortionists. And we see people like James Dobson, who's formed an unholy alliance and promoting books like Potter. And C.S. Lewis formed an unholy alliance with a lot of different organizations, including these secret orders that he was associated with. John Wesley formed an unholy alliance with those who allowed women to get up and speak in the churches. Also, John Wesley did not take the Word of God seriously when it says it was a shame for a man to wear long hair. He wore long hair. I've had people say, well, they wore long hair back in those days. So what? They wear long hair in these days too. Look at Guy Penrod. The Bible says, know ye not that it is a shame for a man to wear long hair? That's what it says. That doesn't excuse Guy Penrod or John Wesley. Well, a lot of people say, well, but Jesus had long hair. No, he did not. Jesus would not do something that he condemned through his apostles. He would not do that. The unholy alliances, not only with the Passion of the Christ, but all these other movies we see out there that are supposed to be such great movies. What about the Christmas Carol, Dickens' Christmas Carol? It was just a promotion of the pagan holiday. Christmas is all it was. What about Jimmy Stewart and the one on Christmas? Same thing. What about Frosty the Snowman? What about Jolly Old St. Nicholas? Those are all unholy alliances, folks. You say, well, you're just too narrow-minded. You're no earthly good. I may not be any earthly good. You know, I had a guy tell me one time I was so heavenly-minded I was no earthly good. How can you be too heavenly minded? If we're aligning ourselves with people that believe things that are contrary to the Bible, that is not a holy activity to be involved in. Paul said, let them be accursed, let them be anathema. Don't even eat with them, that's what he said. That's exactly what he said. Don't even eat with them. What about people who are promoting the murder of babies, abortions. We already touched on Obama, but we know that Tiller the Killer, he committed thousands of abortions before he was killed. Thousands of babies were murdered at his hand. And a lot of politicians were supporting his activities, including the governor, Catherine Sebelius, the former governor of Kansas, going right along with this murder. Now we got somebody in our White House that's brought Catherine Sebelius into the White House and formed an unholy alliance with her. We've got Claire McCaskill, who is now in the White House with Barack Obama. He's formed an unholy alliance with her. What about Hillary Clinton? Same thing. She's a pro-abortionist. And many have talked of her lesbian activities. We already know about Bill Clinton. People say, why are you bringing all this up? We're talking tonight about those who have associations with others and are condoning their activities. We're going right along with it. Do you have a Christmas tree in your home? Do you have a manger scene in your home? Do you have mistletoe up? Do you have hollies and ivies? All that? Well, then you're forming unholy alliances with graven images and the tree that you're decking and doing like the pagans are doing. Deck it out with silver and gold and hammer it with nails so it won't move. That's an unholy alliance. Are you leaving cookies and hot chocolate out for Santa Claus to come down the chimney to the Yuletide log? People say, well, what's so harm in exciting children over Santa Claus? It's just lying to them, that's it. Just lying to them. And then when they get older, they realize they've been lied to. What else are they going to think they've been lied to about? They're going to doubt everything that you've taught them. And if you taught them the Arminian doctrine, you're lying to them. The doctrine of free will. If you taught that they can determine their own destiny by how hard they work, if they can pick themselves up by their bootstraps and work hard and do what's right, they'll go to whatever level they want to go. That is a lie from the pit of hell. That's an unholy alliance with the devil. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and we should not do such things as lie to our children? What about the unholy alliance that we have with the secularized world? What about the movies? Are you going to PG-rated movies? And you say you're a Christian? Are you going to questionable entertainment? Are you saying you're a Christian? Are you going to churches that have homosexuals leading orchestras? Are you going to churches that are ordaining women into the ministry? Are you going to churches that deny the sovereignty of God and salvation? Those are all unholy alliances, folks. It all starts with what seems to be somewhat innocence. Well, we just want to love everybody. We just want to have our family reunions. We all just want to get together. Do you celebrate your birthdays? How much big deal do you make over the date of your birth? You know? Did Jesus Christ celebrate his birthday? Did the disciples celebrate their birthdays? Did the disciples celebrate Jesus' birthday? In Galatians it says we're not to be the worshiper of times and seasons and these sort of things. There are certain holy days. Unholy alliances with the Easter Bunny and the Easter eggs and Halloween and Wicca and Druids and Norsemen and all of that stuff. Unholy alliances with those who say, well, we use different religions to get to our... I saw a guy the other day talking about how he used to be a Christian and he gave it all up to become a worshiper of the earth. He was out in a green forest and said he worshiped the green forest. He said, because I discovered I was gay and I feel more comfortable in the forest with the trees.
Yeah.
It's just what Romans says. They worship and love the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever, amen. He said, I like being around animals. He likes the four-footed beasts more than he likes Christ. Unholy alliances. Wrap your arms around that tree and give it a big hug and a kiss for me. That's what it's about, folks. You know? Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. A lot of people put so much emphasis on, you know, the birds and the bees and the trees that they forget that they should be on their knees worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Unholy alliances with the creature. And a lot of people put more emphasis on their dogs and their cats and their hamsters and their rats than they do the worship of Jesus Christ. You know, there was a song that used to say, let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the thing called love. But it didn't say anything about the worship of Jesus Christ. When we die, we're not going to be worried about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. It's not even going to be in our mind at all. So all these unholy alliances that people have put such a huge priority on. You know, what kind of house I live in, what kind of car I drive, what kind of clothes I wear, what kind of friends I have, where can I get my social needs met, what kind of jewelry do I wear, how many earrings do I have in my nose, how many earrings do I have in my right ear, how many earrings do I have in my left ear, how many earrings do I have in my lip or my navel. Guy was telling me today they now make tattoos that go inside the eyeball. They can now put tattoos in the eyeball.
Ew.
You know, they started by making, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but they make, you know, contact lenses that will make the eye appear totally black, so you can't see any white in the eye now. So the eye looks totally black. Unholy alliances. Well, that's about all I have to say about the subject. We need to examine ourselves. Where are our priorities? You know, you have to have a studded little stone in your ear, so you're like everybody else. People say, why are you into work so much? I'm not into work. So I'm having you talk about why do you do these things, to be as close as much like the world as you can be. My wife was commenting the other day. She said, you know, anymore, a lot of the people that go to these churches, you can't tell them from that from the rest of the world. There's no difference. There's no distinctiveness. The Bible says, come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Father, we pray that you would take this discussion about unholy alliances and use it for your glory. We pray in your name. Amen.